Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Oh my gosh, just the person I'm trying to get a hold of. Jeremiah, Arthur McGuire, how are you?
Arthur, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, How you doing?
Good, good. What can I do for you?
Good. Listen, I wanted to give you a quick call because we looked at our situation about 2.5-3 months ago, and we've improved in terms of money owed, that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. But I'm still in that same boat. I'm trying to obtain a little loan just to take out these loans that I'm debt servicing.
Right.
So I thought I'd give you a quick call. If you re-look at this, because if I can get like $50,000, I could take out all these other loans, and then I would be my right now for me to debt service my loans that are left. It's $10,000 a month, and
okay.
I got like 5 months left. But the problem is that it's killing us because it's so much to debt service so little.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I remember you had got us approved for $28,000, but it was the big drawback was the CAN Capital.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, because we owed them about $28,000, $29,000, and currently, as of today, we owe them $17,700.
Nice.
So, we made great progress. We really have. We have one other, a little loan for $8,000, then I have a little bit of back IRS taxes I want to, get caught up and that kind of thing. And so I can go, there's so many of the lenders out there, that kind of thing. I can even go back to CAN Capital. But the problem I have with CAN Capital is, at a bare minimum, they want, $1,000, $1,500 per week. And I'm trying to get to an institution that will accept a monthly payment. It would really help us.
Okay. So let me see what I can do. Let me pull up your file real quick.
You got me approved. I mean, if they would just give us 50 at somewhat decent terms, you had it approved for 28, but it was like almost too little at the time.
Right. Not going to fix your problem, It's
mm-hmm.
just going to make things worse.
I know.
Okay. Interior management, right? That's what...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Irvine, California. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How's business been?
We're, the reason I'm doing this is we just got two monster contracts in. And unfortunately, that is good. That's fantastic. But I've got to be careful because in order for us to do them, I can't be debt servicing this little amount of money. I need to use the money to make money. So I'm
right.
in a very good position that way. I just need a little bit of relief. And we've come so far. This company, oh my God. I think I explained to you 2.5 years ago, it was in debt by like $450,000. We're at pennies on that compared to before. So I'm really happy. We're really, we've got some great stuff going. But you know how it is. If you're being bleeded every month, you can't do new business. It's harder.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay. I'll tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to get you an email sent over of what I need. I'm just going to need
okay.
some statements and then the balance of the loans. And then let me see what I can do. Give me like 24 hours. After you get that into me, and I'll see if I can make something happen for you guys.
I really appreciate it because, we'd like to work with you. And I know if we get that first one through, then it's easy to, work with you as we move forward. Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, Arthur.
Yeah. So anything I can get for you, I'll be jumping on it immediately. You have my email, right?
I do. Let me confirm. I got AMC Guire at Interior Management. I can't say
online.com?
Yes.
Good.
Let me make sure. Hold on. Let me make sure.
Yeah, make sure. Because I can even send you an email. Let me see here. Yeah, I have you on fire. I'll send you I'll send you a quick email just so you have it real
Perfect.
quick.
Perfect. Yeah, let's do that.
That'll only take a second. Then you can even respond back. And take a look, whatever you need. I have all the documents we sent you guys before in front of me, sitting in front of me. But whatever I can do to, give you more updated or whatever.
A little bit of updated info.
Yeah, fine. Just let me know what you need. And I thought maybe your underwriters, because they had seen this before, and they'll see we're in better position. Maybe they want to make a quick deal.
Great. Let's see what we can do for you. Be more than happy to, Arthur. Hey, you want to take down my direct number so you don't have to call the...
Oh, that would be fantastic. Go ahead.
That was like you were playing roulette there, and you actually got me, which was...
I know. Cool. I can't believe it.
My direct number is 858.
Okay, 858.
909.
Mm-hmm.
8867.
You know what's funny, too, and I wanted to tell you this, just so you know, about a month ago or something, and I wasn't going to do this, but there's a guy named Sal there. Sal, you know who that guy is?
Yeah, I know Sal.
Oh, okay, because he kept calling me saying, I want to make a deal, and I wasn't in the market, but I thought you were the one who I spoke with originally, so that's why I called you. You know,
He's on the team that they look at our files when it doesn't go through, so they just try to get you guys back interested, and so, he was...
No, it worked out good. I thought because you had all the information, I'd rather come back to you and let you try to get something approved for us. You know?
I appreciate that, absolutely. Yeah, save my number, let me see what I can do. Shoot me that email. As soon as I get that email, I will respond to you in like 5 minutes and tell you exactly.
I'm doing it right now. Then let's stay in touch and let's get something done if we could.
You got it, Arthur. I appreciate
it. Okay. Thanks. Talk to you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.